NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Arizona Congresswoman Gabriella Giffords remains in critical condition in a hospital in Tucson after a shooting rampage that left at least a dozen other people wounded and six people dead. NPR's Jeff Brady says the attack has some questioning the tenor of political debates right now.
Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik held a press conference Saturday mentioning facts you might expect, including that the alleged shooter. But Sheriff Dupnik also talked about the political conversation in the U.S.
And I think it's time as a country that we need to do a little soul searching.
Dupnik criticized what he called vitriolic rhetoric on some radio and TV stations.
And unfortunately, Arizona, I think, has become sort of the capital. We have become the mecca for prejudice and bigotry.
Dupnik never made a direct connection between strident rhetoric and this incident, but he said that while that kind of talk may be free speech, it can have consequences. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Tucson.
House Speaker John Boehner offered a brief statement on the Arizona shootings this morning.
An attack on one who serves is an attack on all who serves. Such acts of violence have no place in our society.
Boehner says normal House business this week is postponed to focus on any necessary actions in the shooting's aftermath. He was speaking at his district office in Ohio. The 22-year-old suspect authorities have in custody is thought to have posted several videos to YouTube. NPR's Ari Shapiro says they are critical of the government and religion.
Police say they have one person in custody and they are looking for a second person. They believe the one in custody was the only shooter. He's 22 years old. He lives in Pima County, Arizona, and he was a student at Pima Community College. He posted a half dozen or so YouTube videos within the last few months that show long, rambling blocks of text about the government, about currency. He also posted one final video that shows an image of a man in a hooded sweatshirt slouching towards an American flag in the desert and then setting the flag on fire. Police described him as a disturbed individual, and the video certainly seemed to back that up.
Bulldozers have moved in and are razing the Shepherd Hotel in East Jerusalem, a contentious project to which the international community and Palestinians have objected. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports that the plan is to build housing for Jews in what is a predominantly Arab neighborhood of occupied East Jerusalem.
The Shepherd Hotel has a long and controversial history. It was built in the 1930s for the Grand Mufti. The hotel was declared absentee property by Israel after it captured and annexed East Jerusalem in the 1967 War. The title was transferred to an Israeli firm, which sold it in 1985 to ideological Jewish-American millionaire Irving Moskowitz. The Palestinian family that claims ownership of the building fought for its return through the courts, but last year final approval was granted to build apartments for settlers. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR News. Today marks 50 years since desegregation arrived at a university in the Deep South. Ricky Bevington from Georgia Public Broadcasting reports on the University of Georgia's civil rights past.
Greeted on campus by a mob of white students chanting 2468, we don't want to integrate, Charlene Hunter and Hamilton Holmes became the first black students to enroll at UGA. Their acceptance into the school came years after legal wrangling between the state and civil rights leaders. Charlene Hunter, now known as Charlene Hunter Gault, worked for many years as an NPR correspondent. Today, 8% of UGA's 35,000 students self-identify as African American, and 25% say they're non-white, says spokesman Matthew Winston.
Yeah, obviously, we're not as diverse as we want to be, but we are making progress, and we've got some great things in the works to sort of help us get there.
UGA is sponsoring a campus-wide reading of Hunter Gault's autobiography, and today kicks off 50 days of civil rights-themed events. For NPR News, I'm Ricky Bevington in Atlanta.
Last year's Super Bowl contenders will not appear in this year's title game. Both the New Orleans Saints and the Indianapolis Colts have been knocked out. The Colts lost to the New York Jets last night, and the defending champion Saints were outscored by Seattle. Seahawks quarterback Matt Hasselbeck says his team couldn't afford to let up.
We know it's Drew Brees, one of the great quarterbacks in our game and one of the great offenses in our game, and we knew it was going to be tough. Never at any point were we talking about getting conservative on the sideline, even though we had a 2-touchdown lead, and we were talking about, we just got to keep the pedal down.
Today's wild card games feature Kansas City against Baltimore and Green Bay at Philadelphia. This is NPR News. Support